by the new and living way.
Welcome to another time of abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by the new and living way, consecrated for us into the life within the veil. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith as we hear the word of righteousness with God's servant.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give glory to your name, our Father. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Thank you for helping the place of prayer this morning. We are gathered here before you again this morning by your mercy and by your help, Jesus. We ask that you will show us mercy in the name of Jesus in the area of understanding. We ask for help in utterance. We ask for help in understanding. Now, Lord, you will cause us to behold wondrous things out of your law this morning by your mercy. In the name of Jesus, we ask for so much mercy. Let there be a rain of mercy upon every one of us, upon myself, upon everyone. Let there be a rain of mercy. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's have our seats. Amen. Give God praise for another time in His presence again. God has been faithful. He's shown us great mercy. So much help of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Gradually coming to the end of this series. I think by next week or per week we should have ended. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of us have been blessed thus far with this lesson? It's been a great eye-opener. You know, I'm sure by the reason of the lesson, I'm sure a lot of us would not be so much confused when Daddy was talking about there is Jesus, there is Jesus Christ, are we? There is Christ Jesus, and there is Jesus. How many of us were confused? A bit confused. You know, Daddy is amen. But at least we understand what he's saying. Thank God for how... You know what we are teaching is what Daddy taught. Yeah? And I'm sure we are not even... We're just trying at our level. This was UK Believers Convention, School of the Spirit. That was Canada School of the Spirit, January last year. No, this year, 2021. January this year. The one we had at NYC. You know, Daddy took time to really teach about Christ during that... meeting. Alright, today we'll be looking at still considering the building of the house of God. Building the house of God. Building the house of God. And we'll be looking at lesson 8, spiritual warfare against the formation of a stone or against the formation of a building. Now, it's obvious. Remember God's servant, our daddy, Pastor Maker, told us to read Nehemiah, Ezra, you know, Haggai, and Zechariah. Now, one of the peculiar things about those four scriptures was the issue of warfare against the raising of the house of God. Now, we should be prepared, or we should know that Satan is against the raising of a building. Satan is against growth. Satan is, permit me to use the word, an enemy of growth. If you are not growing, you are not a threat in any way to Satan. If you are not developing, you are not a problem to him in any way. But the moment you say you want to start raising up or growing up as a believer, you know, Israel had a very swell, cool, wonderful time in Egypt. There was a Pharaoh that knew Joseph. And that Pharaoh that knew Joseph, he just chose a very nice place for the children of Egypt. So you guys can stay in the land of Goshen. Just enjoy yourself. Feel free. We have suya here. We have shawarma, barbecue. Just enjoy. You know, and they were enjoying.
But the day a man came and said, can my people go? We need them to be raised. What happened? Warfare. All hell let loose. So Satan hates it when a believer is developing. The moment you set your heart on growing up spiritually, you have an adversary that would go against you with everything he has. Can we open quickly to Ephesians chapter 6? We'll start from there. Ephesians 6 verse 10 to 17. It's a very popular scripture that we are all, believe we are all familiar with. Ephesians 6 verse 10 to 17. I'd like us to read it together. If you are there, say amen. Are we all there? Are we all there? I'll be glad if we can open our Bibles and read it from my Bible. I know it's on the screen, but I'd like us to read it from our Bible so that we can follow. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. All right. Are we there? Can we go? One, two, go. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Can we read 17 again together? And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Can we read 17 again together? And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Can we read 16 and 17 together? Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. 16 and 17 together again one more time. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I like that word in verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Above all, we need to take the shield of faith. Now, you know one thing is very peculiar in this scripture. Verse 12 is a bit scary. What a believer that sets his heart to grow, what is going to come against? He said, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities. What again? Powers. What again? Rulers of the darkness of this world. What again? Spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, at the top of this spiritual wickedness in high places is who again? The devil. Satan himself. So imagine what we need to fight against for us to really grow up. Huh? So you see, growth. Growth is not something that is easy. Growth is not something any of these creatures would want a believer to partake of. Thank God for Revelation yesterday. Pastor Ayo was talking about the works of God. And he talked about the works of the present. That the present works, scripture says, were made so. Now, a seraphim in the present order of creation cannot grow. Cannot grow to become a cherubim. They were made so. But God gave man an exclusive right of growth. God gave us a very great privilege of growth. I can be a grass today I can change from being a grass to becoming a stone. I like to say this very well. Philemon, one of my most favorite scriptures, that there was a man in Philemon called Onesimus. Scripture said very clearly, at a particular time of his life, he was unprofitable. Meaning, you could say that Philemon, that Onesimus was grass. Onesimus was like a reed shaken by the wind. Onesimus had no profit that could come out of him. But scripture now said, he said, which in time past. You know, this scripture, what does it remind us? Wherein in time past you walked. So this same guy, in time past, just like every one of us, he was walking according to the course of this world. So walking according to the course of this world makes a man unprofitable. So Satan's design is that man will remain unprofitable. As long as you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that walketh in the children of disobedience, you will be unprofitable. So Onesimus, in time past, was unprofitable. In time past, he walked according to the course of this world. In time past, his understanding was darkened. In time past, he was alienated from the commonwealth of Israel. In time past, the guy was darkness. He said, where in time past you were darkness. Now are you light? So Onesimus was formerly darkness. He was unprofitable. But something happened to him. He decided to grow. And immediately began to grow. Scripture says, he said, but now. What is now? What is now? What is now? What is now? So he obeyed a faith principle. Faith makes a man profitable. He said that your profiting may appear. So faith makes a man profitable. So anytime a believer begins to take up a journey of growth, you are taking up a journey of profitability. But somebody doesn't want me to be profitable. Eh? You see that alignment that we read in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12? They would never want any man to be profitable. Principalities and powers don't want you to be profitable. Because why? They are gaining profit from your unprofitability. The day we begin to become profitable, they become unprofitable. Ebere, would you want to do a business, my sister, that you invested 5 million and what you got back out of all the 5 million is 5,000? Eh? Sister Ebere, would you want to invest in that kind of business? Why? No, you don't understand. It's not just too small. It's not the profit. After you plunge in 5 million, all you can get out of the 5 million is 5,000. Eh? That's zero profitability. In fact, you ran into a loss. So you see, Satan also would not want to invest in a business that it will become unprofitable. So he has seen men that he is gaining profit from. So as long as I am not growing, somebody is profiting. Me, I'm unprofitable. So if I am not giving attention to the raising of my person or myself as God's house, I am saying, God, don't receive profit from me. Rather, let Satan be receiving my profiting. Praise the Lord. I want us to see how important our growth is. Why we need to give full attention. Eh? Why I need to work out. I need to, you know, push to make sure that I grow up spiritually. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, reading from our manual. In our last study, we, by the grace of God, were able to see the various stages of spiritual development that our Lord Jesus went through. We saw how his natural growth divinely coincided with his maturation in the spirit, how he became Jesus, and how he grew from Jesus, he became Christ, and how from Christ he became the Son of God. You know that he was teaching during the week that Jesus that went to the cross, God had to remove some quote unquote, privileges around him to lower the amount of life that should actually be in that body. Else, Jesus would not have died. But you see, in Jesus' mind, his mind is already developed above the heavens. Praise the Lord. They had already developed his mind. Because that same Jesus, you know, when he met the disciples, he asked them, he said, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Abi? What was their response? He said, "Some say you are Jeremiah, some say you are Isaiah, some say you are this." He said, "But you, who do you say that I am?" Now, Peter, by revelation, was able to bring out and belch out the present state of Jesus to even his end. He said, "You are the Christ." Now, when Gabriel appeared, I'm just doing a recap of last week so that we can move on. When Gabriel appeared to the mother of Jesus, did he say, "You will give birth to a son and we'll call his name the Christ"? What did they call his name? They will call his name Jesus. "For he shall save his people from their sin." Now, this same Jesus was asking, "My name is Jesus, but who do men say that I am?" They now said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." So meaning Jesus that they gave birth to was the one that became the Christ, and will become the Son of the living God. Praise the Lord. So Jesus is Jesus. He grew into Jesus. You know, last week we looked at seeing that there was a time he was not called Jesus. They said, "And the child grew." There was a time they called him, "And the child grew." Why didn't they use the name Jesus grew? Because already at that point, he hadn't come into the name Jesus. So one of the days, Pastor Basmaker was teaching. He said, "That child, if you kill him, his blood won't atone for anybody." Because there were things he needs to... I love that word, he grew. So it's a growth process. So Jesus was born a baby. The baby grew, became Jesus. Jesus grew into Christ. He grew into Son of God. So they were all growth processes. So we were able to, by God's grace last week, look at the various developmental stages of Jesus, from baby Jesus till when he became Jesus and he became Christ and he became the Son of God. And we also said that this is also indicative of how we also are meant to grow up or mature from baby Christian, which is grass, through all our spiritual development stages. You know, in the natural, there are things when you give birth to a baby, a newborn child, Baba T is there, they said there are developmental, what do they call it, milestones. Abby, am I correct? Now, you watch out for those milestones. If the baby is 6 months, there is what the baby should do at 6 months. Now, if the baby is not doing it at 6 months, there is trouble. There is cause for concern. Maybe there is something that is wrong somewhere. So, as believers also, there are growth stages we are meant to measure. Daddy has said over and over, Jesus had no reason to die if it was for himself. Are we following? Now, the being we are talking about was Word is God. That's the eternal Word. He had no reason, no cause. Eternal life is full and complete. You can't take out of it, you can't add to it. It's just complete in itself. So, there is no reason. If Jesus was meant to come and die just for himself, he wouldn't have had any cause to come to the earth. So, but the reason why Jesus had to come was to make me know, Pastor, that there are developmental milestones that are measured out for believers. From the day I accept a man be born again, Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, from the day my dead spirit is regenerated, it is counted as I am born like a fresh baby that is just a day old. That from that time, they are counting developmental milestones. So no wonder in Acts, they knew that believers needed to grow. Because of that, they said, the Lord, who is the head of the church, the great shepherd of the sheep, added to his church such as should grow up. Because salvation is growth. So in order to add to the church such as should develop, such as should be built. So the developmental milestones, Jesus laid it. That a time in your life as a believer, you should become Jesus. At another time, you should grow to become Christ. And God, through his servant, has been able to break down and properly, chronologically set out Christ for us. That Christ is both faith, hope, and charity. That the end of the commandment of the Christ curriculum is charity out of a pure heart and of faith unfeigned. So those are the developmental milestones that Jesus went through. So Jesus only came to show us that man had fallen to a stage that is so down. Let me show them. If we take them from new birth, this is how you are meant to develop. And this is what you should end up becoming. Praise the Lord. Do we understand that? All right. Praise the Lord. Okay. So the question in today's lesson, what is Christ? What is Christ? How many of us have heard Daddy define Christ? How did he define Christ? Very simple definition. Don't think too far. I know we know it. If I say it now, I know we know it, but somebody should know it. What did he call Christ? Power of God, yes. One. Pastor, you said something just now. I heard something. You said something. Thank you, sir. The anointed one. You've heard Daddy talk about the word Christos. Abi? The thing is coming back small, small, Abi. That's the anointed one. The anointed one. So let's go quickly into today's lesson. The word Christ means he who has access to the Father. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 24, popular scripture that we also know. 1 Corinthians 1 24, are we there? Are we there? Can we read it together? 1, 2, go. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and what again? And the wisdom of God. Can you give me Romans chapter 1 verse 17, I suppose? 16. He said, for I am not ashamed of what? The gospel of Christ. And we know, at least, even if we don't know, we've heard Daddy said it over and over again. When you see this thing, you know it's English. Daddy just made us see it clearly. So that when you are reading the Bible, you can just, you know, just read the Bible as if it's a storybook. Read it, punctuate it. That thing has a meaning. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Let's expand that gospel of Christ. What is that Christ? He said, for it is the power of God. So meaning, if I don't have Christ, I don't have the power of God to access God. Are we together? Are we together? Praise the Lord. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For Christ is gospel. The unveiling, the teaching of faith, hope, and charity is called the power of God unto salvation. In Corinthians we read, he said both Jews, he said, but to them that are called both Jews and Greek, Christ, the power of God. So I can't have access to God or the Father, because that God there is the Father. Of course, we know through scripture and through teaching that Daddy has broken down over and over. You know, before when we were teaching the gospel of Christ, you just read that Paddy Christ, but I want God near straight. You said, Paddy? But one day Daddy just landed everlasting like, yay. But thank God, through many infallible proofs, he has proven over and over. You know, before then, when you read scripture, you won't say everlasting life. But now you say, okay, everlasting life. Really? No, I didn't know. Yes. The Lord has raised a man and he has opened our eyes. Praise the Lord. So here that he will say that the eternal God is our refuge. He said, but beneath him, are what? His everlasting arms. So what can actually take you to God, who is eternal, is an everlasting arm. So what can take you to that everlasting is, permit me to use the word, another arm, called the power of God, is, I don't know whether I should use the word Christ arm, but it's an arm that can give you an access to the Father. Because the Father can only step down, the best the Father can step down to, he can step down to everlasting life. God can't go beyond everlasting life. He said he's called the eternal God. Underneath him or beneath him is everlasting arms. So when God wants to come out, you know, when we're talking about the issue of Isaiah chapter 28, the issue of I lay in Zion a stone, for a foundation, a stone, a tri stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Now, that sure foundation is where God comes to. When they raise the stone foundation, they try it. They make it precious. From precious, they can now invest it into becoming a sure foundation. You see, that sure foundation is actually the everlasting realm. So God comes from time to time to sure foundation to pick those who can come to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the word Christ, reading from my manual, means he who have access to the Father. He is the one that God approves to come to him. The concept of Christ, I'm reading from a manual, is not altogether new to the angelic creation. Why? However, the type of Christ that Jesus is new to all creation. Is new to what? Is new to what? Is new to what? Is new both to the angelic and also new to man. Praise the Lord. Eh? Is new both to the angelic and also new to man. Is an entirely new concept that nobody, it's almost like saying, when Satan was going to tempt God or do what he did or commit that treason, eh? It's almost like saying that they felt that they've cornered God. Eh? You know, when you see that, when you think that you are seeing somebody finish, that I know, if I do this one, he can't escape. I've caught him like this. On his throat, he's finished. And God didn't argue with anybody. It's okay. And Satan did all his magic. And after he left, he just kept quiet. He tempted Adam. God was looking at him. He said, no problem. He said, okay, you've gotten Adam. No problem. Let's just kill a lamb and give Adam some sheepskin. Let's just see, watch. Because you know why? They needed to trap that free radical. If you don't allow Satan to unleash, if immediately left heaven, they are quickly killing. It's a lie. He has battered something. An anomaly already has appeared. You know, if what God should just do, just kill Satan. No. I was watching a movie, I don't know whether it was recently or so, and somebody was talking about, he said there was this particular guy. I think it was maybe an Indian movie, I forgot it. There was a particular guy, they said, okay, we want to kill the guy. And eventually they succeeded in killing the guy. But when they killed the guy now came back and told another person, the person they sent to go and kill him, he said, see, the guy is alive. It's not possible, I saw him die. He said, the guy is not a person. The guy is an ideology. He said, you have killed one. He said, but there are thousands of him. Huh? So God is not ready to say, okay, let me just kill one Satan. Something, an anomaly already has appeared in creation. So they need to trap that anomaly and completely dissolve it. So if you just kill Satan, you've not stopped anything. You've not done anything. So God needed him to express. God now brought a joker. He just went inside of him. Brought a joker and brought Christ. Hey! You know, when Satan was creating this world system, he felt that there's nothing that can undo this world. If Adam of the present, who is a kind of an everlasting man of earth, an everlasting earth man, when Satan came to him, Adam stood no chance. He beat Adam down, hands down. Adam could not do anything. And he began a curse. He pushed to the point that the children of Adam became flesh. They were useless even to themselves. That he had to take God. God said, I repented that I created man. I will not destroy man whom I have made upon the face of the earth. Will tell you that Satan was so sure. So immediately even Jesus appeared on the scene. Satan was not perturbed really about Jesus. Because you know why? If he was perturbed, he wouldn't have tempted him. He was so sure Jesus would fall. Eh? He said the light shineth in darkness. That was where his problem began from. He tried to understand Jesus. How would a man not take the word? I am sure of my creation. What? One being will not take the word? Why? How come? So the light was shining in darkness. Darkness, understand this scripture. He said, and the darkness comprehended it not. Meaning why? What? Meaning darkness is trying to understand it. So meaning before now, darkness has understood many lights. The light of Adam, darkness understood it, broke it down. Eh? Moses came as a light, they understood it, broke it down. Prophets came, he understood it, broke them down. He said, which one will you bring again? So bringing this one, you just felt like Abba. This God, sir, you know the tire. I get plenty things. So when Jesus came, I'll finish him too. But suddenly he saw that the more he tried to finish Jesus, the more he was finishing himself. He tried to finish Jesus, he was finishing himself. Until one day, he said, okay, let's just kill him. I'm tired. If I kill him, that's the end. I'm sure he was having there when Jesus was giving the parable. Eh? Kai, say God is wise. All wisdom. I don't know which of the ministers, one of our pastors was saying that if God brings Jesus again, Satan would have killed him again. Say, hey, what did I do again? He would have done it. Because it's a wisdom that is beyond creation. It's a wisdom higher than creation. Praise the Lord. So Christ gives us access to the Father, or gives us access to God. There are spirits in the angelic world that have also a Christ type as an inheritance. Christ really means a revelational man. A man of revelation, or a man built by revelational light. Every God has his Christ. Remember Jesus said, the only person that can reveal me is who? Eh? Is who? Is God. And the only person that can reveal God is who? Is who? It's him. Are we following? So meaning, if Christ is not on the scene, if Christ doesn't come to reality, no light can be shed on God. Eh? You need that Christ light for you. Imagine, let's just imagine it. Imagine we didn't go through all those processes of Christ. If they are talking everlasting life, all of us, one by one, we just be carrying our Bible and our bag and walking away. Imagine the day you give your life to Christ. The day you just gave your life to Christ, JJ, and somebody is talking ever what? How? Where? Now, you think you understand. Why? Because somewhere the Lord has taken us through a process. And that process has taken time to beat our mind. Because how long did it take for us to accept Christ? Was it very easy? You just wake up and they say they are teaching Christ. They have faith of majority. And I believe it. It's a lie. It took a while. They will teach you. I say, what is Reverend saying? Give me my mind, so. And he will be teaching with so much passion, so much. But they had to beat our mind to Christ. Now, when our mind is already becoming Christ-like, then I begin to shed. You know, fully, we are not fully yet Christ. Maybe some of us are, but me, I'm not faith, hope, charity complete. I don't know where I am. Eh? Maybe I'm just beginning my course in the holy place. Maybe, I don't know. Eh? But they needed to begin to show us that everlasting life. Because already they've taught us, that's taken us through the process of Christ to an extent. So that when we see everlasting life, we have reason to hasten up our Christ journey. And finish quickly our Christ. You know, for example, let me paint it this way. In the natural, you are maybe in GSS. I don't know whether they still do it in secondary school. I know in those days they used to do it. You are in GSS 2, 3 or whatever. They will bring either people from university you know, to secondary school to come and talk to you. And you see the way the guy swag. You know, I'm in 300 level. And I said, Kai, hey, oh, wow, I can't wait. I must finish secondary school. Eh? I can't wait. This secondary school, let it be over very quick. Which school are you going to? UI. Eh? Why? Somebody has come to paint UI to you. I said, wow. Wow, are you sure it's like that in university? You know, when the lecturer comes, we are doing geophysics. Wow, geophysics? Is that a course? Yeah, it's not sounding like biology, like social science. Ah, I want to finish secondary school. Now, what are they doing to you? Have you finished secondary school? You've not even done WAEC. But someone is already painting to you. Why? To cause zest, quest. To be generated within your soul. So that you will do well. And make sure that you finish your secondary school well. Do your WAEC and pass. Do your JAMB and pass. And you can land in university. Now while you are in university. They will not bring guys. That wear suit like Josh. Just come. I'm actually working in slum. Wow. And you see the car the guy brought. Yay. So they've. Thoughts to you about everlasting. You ran. You quickly finish your Christ. You enter everlasting. They are not bringing somebody from eternal realm. The guy is coming to tell you that, wow. My salary is a 6-digit. Yeah. 6-digit. What kind of number? Ah, that's big money. See the way the guy is fresh. Guy, clean. Ah. The guy must be living in Lekki. Maybe he's even living in the sky. He's big boy. What are they doing to you? They are fueling energy. So as for you to be able to finish and make sure you finish well. So when they are saying, come to class. Before that time, maybe you just been struggling to come. But now you say, oh boy, 2-1. But I got 2-1. You see those companies, they are looking for 2-1 and first class. Energy. They've just come to fuel an energy. So what the Lord is doing gradually is that when they see that you are at a place and they see that your pace is becoming, you've been running since in Christ and it's going slow, they will now bring everlasting to hasten your pace. Remember one of the prophecies when we began to enter this realm is that the Lord said he will hasten our pace. How many of us remember? It's to hasten our pace in Christ. So that as you run, you quickly want to finish Christ. You will leave everything and say, okay, forgive your brother quickly, I'll forgive him. I'm not interested in holding my brother. I want to finish Christ. And I want to finish it well. So when you enter everlasting again, they will bring someone from eternal realm. Bring things from the eternal realm. And you begin to, okay, what do I have to do in the everlasting realm? And okay, I'm doing it. I will obey it. I will do it quickly so that as to finish it. Praise the Lord. Do we understand that? Sorry for that digression. I just wanted us to see that. Now, in the present heaven, there are angels who are types of Christ. And some who are more than Christ. Christ is not a new thing in the spirit. We are looking at the versatility of the creation called Christ. Now, the angelic also possess a type of Christ. And that's why Satan can send perverted Christs to deceive the church. This is because there are angels who have the stature of what? Of the Christos or the anointed one or the power of Satan. Eh? You know in Acts, he said to turn them from darkness to what? To light. From the power of what? Power of Satan. Power of Satan. So that power of Satan is what will give you access to the fatherhood of Satan. So any man that can lay hold on this power is a sure guarantee you will become one of, you will enter into the fatherhood of Satan. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You said that you heard that he say over and over and over and over and over again that we should not love this world. Eh? You know in 1 John, he said, if any man love this world, what is not in him? What is not in him? So meaning this world is actually the Christ of Satan. Eh? He's love not the world, not the things. If any man love this world, what is not in him? The love of the Father. So if any man love Christ, the love of the Father will be in him. So if I commit myself to this world and I'm a lover of this world, I would have access to Satan's fatherhood. The same way if any man loves Christ, he said there's no way you can love he who is begotten and say you don't love he who begat. Who begat? Who begat? Fathers. Fathers are the ones that begat. So fathers give birth to son. So father is the son of the father is Christ. So when the father begats his Christ, you have to, if you say you love his Christ, then you will love his father. So if the love of the Christ, the begotten is in you, that means the love. I'm just bringing it down. The thing is higher than that, but just understand with this explanation. It gives you access to a fatherhood. A Christ dimension is a power or access to the fatherhood of he who is the God or the father of that Christ. So the Christ of Satan is this world. So you see that breakdown that was done in Ephesians. You hear scripture talk about the principalities, powers, rulers. Rulers of the darkness of this world. So what they do is that they prepare you properly. They Christ you. Eh? They do what? They Christ you. They make you one with this world. That when the spiritual, they are the ones that will deliver men up to spiritual wickedness. That's the fatherhood dimension of Satan. Now, if any man gets to that place, is he incorrigible? Eh? And that's why quickly they are telling us, run out of this world. Because what is inside this world? It's lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Run out. If you take this world, you know, just a little digression. People feel that when the Antichrist or so will come, the beast, that the taking of the mark, Josh, is that they will carry gun with two people with sword and hold you down. Is this Satan has that time? If he does that to you, Satan lost, you gained. Because it's by force. No, people will willingly take the mark. Why? A Christ work has been done in them. They are a lover of this world. Already this world has been constituted, has been written as a work inside of them. So when the mark will come, it's with joy. They will be wondering if people that are there then, I don't pray to be there. People that are there, they'll be wondering, why are you not taking the mark? Why are you behaving strange? Are you an anomaly? So, you know, we look forward to the time that, in case I miss the rapture, I will agree, I will pay with my blood. No, don't be like that, oh. Don't be like that, oh. Hate this world. We have permission to hate it. Jesus hated wickedness. He loved righteousness. If there's anything saints have permission to hate, is this world. He said you should hate the garments spotted with the flesh. I have right to hate it. Because if you say love not, the opposite of love is what? Hate. I have right to hate this world. Because this world hates me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, let's move on very quickly. The fallen God and his Christ, angelic Christos, in their different dimension, fell to earth and became perverted. Through the disobedience of Adam, fallen spirits were invited into the world of men. Satan, the god of this world, is higher. Is what? Higher. Is what? Is what? Is what? This world, Satan really have. The reason why Satan created this world is to trap men. Let's see Revelations. Babylon the Great. Let's see what we found there. When they said, from verse 4. Let's see from verse 4. Or from verse 1. Thank you. From verse 1. He said, and there came one of the seven angels, which are the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, and I will show you the judgment of the great awe that seated upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth had committed what? Eh? Of course, we know that this is not a natural woman. Abi? Is it possible that one woman, all the kings of the earth, will commit fornication with her? Eh? Let's have understanding. This is not a natural woman. This is a system that everybody is trapped in. You are in China, you are trapped there. You are in Japan, you are trapped there. In fact, in Saudi, that you wear turban and you are so pious, you look very holy, you are trapped in her. She doesn't care where you are. Even in Jerusalem, you are trapped there. Eh? Even if you are a pope, you are trapped there. Do you understand? Eh? Even if you are living in the Vatican City, you are trapped there. So it's called the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth, what happened to them? They are made drunk with the wine of our fornication. Let me give us an example of being drunk. How many of us have gone to marketplaces? I know for most of us, Computer Village. Abi, you see drunk? They are drunk. They don't know what is. What are you running after? Somebody is serving them wine. They've sent it. Okay. Mutir alato. I've not seen a lot. Hello. No. 5,000. Why did he say 2,000? Somebody is serving a wine. That body is drunken. He said the inhabitants of the earth, they are made drunk with the wine of our fornication. Next verse. He said, so he carried me away in the spirit through the wilderness. I saw a woman seated upon a scarlet colored beast like this, full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. Next verse. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color. Now you see that the beast is which color? Go back to next verse. That means we're not following. The beast is which color? Scarlet. Her color is what? Where was she seated upon? Eh? The beast is seated upon is scarlet. She is purple. Arrayed with purple and scarlet. So meaning, once you allow Babylon to swallow you, you will be given to the beast. You see, that purple is to allow you, to draw you. But once you, because the color, the scarlet color she has, is not a color. It's the beast carrying her. So if you take her, you would enter into her and you would take the beast. You know, the beast name sounds very beast. But this one is woman. She's alluring. The woman. Babylon the Great. Babylon is falling. Eh? So if you take Babylon, if you dive into Babylon and you give your attention and your life to Babylon, you are sure when the beast come, you would have zero resistance against the beast. Give me that verse 4. Let's just read it quickly. I'll move on. Having golden cup in her hand, full of abomination and the filthiness of fornication. Next verse. And upon her head was written a name, mystery, Babylon the Great. Why is she mysterious? You know, Christ is also a mystery. It's called the mystery of Christ. Eh? So Babylon is Satan's Christ. Is a mystery. Which day was Daddy ministering? And he said, he knows that with all this thing he's saying, some people will still go out and go and do the opposite. Why? He's a mystery at work. Eh? Pastor will come shout, take no thought. As you are going out, you are beginning thoughts. It's a mystery at work. So to knock out that mystery, they brought mystery of Christ. But we are looking at, so that we'll see that when we say the fallen God and his Christ, we should not just think of something that is
It's just esoteric. These people just like BB grammar. No, he's at work. Thessalonians said the mystery of iniquity doth already work. It's something that is already set in motion. Like Pastor Ayo said yesterday, it was a curious work that Satan sat down and looked at, what can I do? What can I put? What can I? Which business will I invest in? Let me bring out my Christ. And for the generation of Adam and the rest of them, I'm sure maybe he went a bit higher than his Christ. Eh? Because the things that maybe they were in the fullness of his Christ. Eh? Those guys were very high. Cain was not a fornicator. He was just a builder of cities. So Satan began a work that can make a living soul graduate to the point where God declared and said, man is also flesh. Let him alone. Praise the Lord. So rulers of the darkness, reading from our manual, let's just go quickly, trying to rush. Rulers of the darkness of this world, principalities and powers are all princes and the spirits of this world. A prince in the spirit is he who is made up of spiritual wisdom and understanding. In Proverbs, he said, by me, wisdom. He said, by me. What do princes do? Princes rule. So when you hear them, call them rulers of the darkness of this world. Eh? They have wisdom. They have understanding. So at their realm, the spirit of wisdom and revelation is active. They are not just ruling by mere sense. They are ruling by also high opening. You know, Paul was saying in Ephesians chapter 1, he said, when I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints, I began to pray for you that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, the riches of the glory of the Lord in the saints. Next verse. He said that the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and what? Revelation. In Isaiah, I called it the spirit of wisdom and understanding. So you see, what this Christ, this negative Christ, is also using is also a spirit of wisdom and understanding. So in every man, there are different degrees of understanding of this world. There are some that are the faith level of Christ of this world. Some have moved into the hope level. I perceive somewhere, maybe some of these guys in the Western world, they are already in the charity. If a man is already tired of this present or this earth system, and he says he wants to go and live in Mars, something is wrong with that man. It's a spirit of wisdom and revelation that is active. You know, it doesn't look like it. But it's okay, it doesn't look like it. The guy just innocently feels the world is... things are not happening on earth, Brother Josh. Are things not happening? Earth is in Daru. He said the big massive ice is melting. Flood is coming. Everybody's afraid. And out of that fear, you know, Satan can come to us and tell us that you guys are just being wicked. These guys are just sincerely looking for a better place. Eh? Just sincerely, come on, buy your jar. They just feel that this earth is choked. Let's just go to Mars. Let's start another civilization in Mars. Eh? Let's go there and start our own life. So you use $2 million to go to Mars. Eh? So it looks innocent. But I see the spirit peddling it. They know it's not innocent. Because what is making you reason like that? Spirit of wisdom and revelation is at work. But it's a negative one. You know, I want us to appreciate something, God's people. Is that we think Satan lost all his abilities. I think it was Daddy that was saying one of the days. There's no pastor as anointed as the devil. Anointing. Upon. The guy get anointing, man. Now, why do you think, you know, Daddy said something that I'm sure unsettled a lot of us, our theology. that an Ifa priest prophesied to a woman of who she will marry and prophesied accurately, and she married a pastor. How many of us did not do like, sincerely, say, Abako, possible now? They can't see me in Christ. They can't see me in Christ. I don't know. Eh? But these guys get anointings. They're anointed. You see a diviner. The lady following Paul up and down. Was he lying? Or was he saying concerning Paul? Hey, this guy is a man of God. Oh. But Paul knew where that thing is speaking from. You know, a lot of people following Paul might not even have discernment. They just say, wow, this man of God, let this girl join our ministry. She's prophesying accurately. Even we didn't know that you're a man of God like this. She picked you. She must have been in the spirit.
Share the spirit for what men in the world, even that which in the world is given an applause to, that which even the people of the world give an applause to, that which is highly esteemed by men, that which even people of the world give an applause to, is not that which is appreciated in the spirit, is not that which is appreciated in the spirit, is not that which we look art in the spirit. We call it appalling, for it is a disdain. 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 The appreciation, things that even men have fallen down to appreciate, is not appreciated in the spirit. For you see, yeah, even the world and its system have devised mechanism to cause men even to find ecstasy, to find celebration and appreciation in that which is even anti my anointed one. But share the spirit, for you see, even Christ has been laid out anew to you. Even Christ has been laid out anew to you. Even the anointed one has been laid out anew to you, that you may see a means of escape. That you may see a means of escape. Yea, escape. That you may escape out of the corruption that is in the world through lust. That is in this world through lust. Share the spirit. For see, even that which is arrayed by that evil one is for to cause many to deviate, is for to cause many to turn, is for to cause many not to stumble, not to even find a way, even in the way of peace. But share the spirit. For those who know not the way of peace, have I come to again, as a light shining in the dark places, that illumination may come to eyes, I bring you illumination, that you may find strength to your feet and journey out, for you are a stranger and a pilgrim in this world. So do not appreciate even that which is appreciated by this world.
Thank you, Lord. You know, the world is very alluring. Very, very alluring. You know why the prophecy was going on? I'm just seeing Adam. Adam must have been, quote unquote, a very sorrowful man. Our father Adam must have been very sorrowful. Seeing that, now, the sorrow is, this is what I meant. Seeing that he allowed this thing into this world, and this is what my children, my offspring, this is what they are turning into. Pain.
I could have just stopped this thing. Consider the last of them, Noah, before our Lord Jesus Christ. There was nothing in this world that was interesting to him. Everybody is going this way. Even if he wants to go that way, something has constrained him. There's a law he's responding to. He's doing something that looks very strange against what the whole world is doing. When men, it was TJ that used to say this. He said, when anything, when man gather together, they appreciate. You know, say Satan did there. Wait. Football. Not God. Eh? Betting. Not God. Eh? Go and look at anything, everybody agree. Every man on earth agree. Because you know why man are so falling. Homosexual would agree on football. With somebody that is not homosexual. Anything man agree on, they all come to say, okay, this thing. Government, now God. Really, really. Everybody can agree, okay, we'll put this person there. But you know that somewhere. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, let's move on very quickly. The receiving of understanding is not just, reading from a manual, the receiving of understanding is not just for acquisition's sake, but for the building of the soul to withstand this fallen spirit. Revelation. Can we read this phrase together? Revelation is the means by which inheritance is downloaded into creatures. Can we read it again? Revelation is the means by which inheritance is downloaded into creatures, whether man or angel. So each time we gather, and the activity of the spirit of wisdom and revelation is active, what they are being, what they are giving to us is what? Is what? Is what? Is what? So the innate capacity of a principality is due to some level of revelational process. They possess. Revelation, they possess. However, these fallen angels turned aside and perverted their genetics. The spirit of this world is weakened when a preacher of light is at work. This causes Satan to send higher spirits of spiritual wickedness to strengthen the world. Do we get that? You know, Paul said, one of the things you know that the Lord raised Paul, the apostle, to do was to hack this world down. The man of God stood somewhere in Ephesus just preaching and preaching, bringing this world down one by one. What happened to him? He said the beast of Ephesus fall. After that, what did Satan do? Paul will tell you that messenger, he's not rulers of darkness of this world. He's not a messenger of Satan, that's spiritual wickedness. Spiritual wickedness came to deal with Paul. Why? He said, he himself now said, he said, because of what? Because of what? Abundance of revelation. Eh? Because why? What Paul is carrying, Paul is armed with a material that would dissolve this world anywhere he finds it. Eh? Let this word cake in a man. Just give that man to Paul. When Paul finishes with the man, the word is gone. So they knew that this guy is a trouble to us. Let's send spiritual wickedness. Let them torment his life. Messenger of Satan. Satan personally, this guy came to Satan and said, Baba, I can trust you. Go after Paul. Make sure you finish the guy. Eh? But thanks be to God that man has been raised to crack down anything that can come from Satan. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, they send spiritual wickedness to strengthen this world. Perilous times come upon earth when there is an incoming or visitation of evil spirits upon the face of the earth. The spirits of this world. The world is designed to perfect a Christ. Eh? You know, I said previously, just shortly before now, that in the world system, some are still at the faith level of the world. Some had already matured further. They've seen the hope of this world. Eh? Some are already in the charity. So the design of this world, the world is designed to do what? To perfect is Christ.
He has a Christ that when he's perfected, and the perfection of that Christ is when men begin to touch the scarlet color of the world. Eh? Remember that place we read in Revelation? The woman that sat upon the beast is purple in her day. Is purple. So you see her from head is purple down to scarlet. Now, up from scarlet, she's already carrying that place she sat. She's already sitting on a... The beast is not. He doesn't have two colors. He's full scarlet color. Praise the Lord. So any man that the Christ of this world has been perfected in, that man would enter into the fatherhood of Satan. No one gets to the God of this world except he is the type of a perfect Christ of this world. You know, it can be very surprising. An agberu that is shouting after boss. That is shouting after boss. Eh? You know, the guy look like this world. Abi? Yes, but you know, this guy can be in the beginning course. And you meet I won't say the name. One of these captains of industry in the US. Clean guy, we just wear jeans, polo shirts. Hi, YK, YK. Eh? Polo shirts. Doesn't look like he's a nobody. But the guy is possible he's in charity. Eh? There's another one they said is possibly going to be the first trillionaire upon the face of the earth in dollars. Eh? The guy might be in charity. But you see, when you look at an agbero and look at the guy, in all sincerity, it's a bit. Who will you say is? You know who will say that the Agbero eleti law? Eh? So he will tell you how wicked these spirits are. Praise the Lord. So the world is perfectly regimented with evil spirits. And that is why she is not innocent. That woman is not innocent. She's perfectly regimented. You know, Jesus said a statement. At times how many of us have felt like when you look at the kingdom of Satan, it's like they are confused. Let's be sincere. You felt like that. They are confused. But you know, Jesus said, he said the kingdom cannot be divided against itself. He said, if not, it will stand. Meaning the kingdom of Satan is not divided. They are perfectly aligned. It's not those things they will do. Scatter. He said, okay, there's white babalawo. And there's black babalawo. Is to trap you that your white, your soul is white. And the other one that the soul is black. Anywhere you are, they will trap you. Say, I don't mind those ones. They are the very bad witch. Me, I'm a good witch. I will deliver you from that bad witch. Now, you will think the kingdom is against themselves. But they are actually walking in consonance. They will say, okay, I have seen the soul of this guy. He likes righteous things. If we take it to that black guy, he don't go hungry. You, whites, deliver him from the hand of the black. I make him feel that you are the good guy. But you are still in a trap. Are we following? So the world is perfectly regimented with evil spirits. Now, when some angels were falling from heaven, they came down with perverted kingdoms in them. If a man does not know the order of God in the heavens, he cannot know evil spirit. Now, the highest spirit in this world is called what? The highest spirit in this world is called what? But there is a higher dimension, which is what? Spiritual wickedness in where? High places. Now the rulers of the darkness of this world and the other lower evil spirits, such as principalities and powers, are spirits that make men worldly. They make sure that world is instituted in a man. They make sure that when you think, you must think like a Gentile. They make sure that Ephesians chapter 4 verse 17 is enacted and established in the hearts and souls of men. That having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts. So they are designed to make the heart of men blind through vain deceits, through philosophies, through traditions of men. So anywhere you are in the village, they are there. Eh? You move to the city, they are there. They follow you with tradition into village. You come to city, they will paint philosophies. Vain deceit. That a man, you know, is in scripture that we know that vanity is weightless. Abi? But you see, the weightlessness of vanity, men will die to have what is weightless. Huh? Men will kill to have what is weightless. Men will give everything to hold. I can't forget this experience. One of the days I was just coming back, a very long time ago, I think either the year I got married or shortly before I got married, I was either coming back from work or somewhere. I wasn't working. I was coming back, just passed by somewhere in Obanikoro. And Holy Ghost just slept this word in my spirit. He said, do you know you cannot hold vanity? I said, really? He said, yes. He said, because it's vain. It was my heart pop open like Popeye. Boom. Vain. Now, can I hold breeze? So this fan is blowing some of us. Can you just bring me some of the one that the fan is giving you? You can hold it. It's vain. But you see, a man can spend 70 years of his life. Pope was saying that some people resigned. At which age people resigned in Nigeria? In Lagos? 65. Somebody resigned at 65. Went to UK to start another work. Now, the thing looks as if, by the time I grow old, I will have time for God. No, vanity is a system. It will hold you down until your last breath. So when revelation, spirit of wisdom and understanding is coming through scripture, through word, is to deliver us from this grip. You see, their grip is so tight. If vanity grab a man, you know, the thing looks weak. It's vain. It's breeze. Can breeze hold you? It doesn't look like something that can hold you. You can fight against it. But if vanity hold you, it can hold a man thinking a thought pattern for the next 30 years. I go make him. And he won't know what has possessed him. What has just entered into me? I met a guy during service here. And I was, after that discussion, I told myself, I will never talk to this guy again. I ran away from him. We're just talking. He was talking about the issue of money. The guy said this so much, I didn't know when I asked him. I said, that means you can kill for money. He has answered yes before he knew that. You not keep quiet. Hey! I was afraid. A young man, still in service, a corps member. I said, at this age, oh my God, this is scary. Somebody told him something. Now, you know that young man was not born like that. But as he's growing, vanity was telling him things. You can make it. You must be like this. See that person driving? You know, who hear songs? Otedola Olori Meji Abi? Don't do as if we don't hear it. We know it. Eh? Baba God, pick up my own call too now. Abba. Now, you think that thing is innocent. No, Satan is involved. This world is involved. He's trying to tell you something. Think like this. After this manner, think. The same way Jesus told us, after this manner, pray. Satan is telling you, after this manner, think. Think this way. You can't afford to be free from this world. You know, I said in the beginning, as long as you are being free, Satan is no longer profiting. And if Satan is profiting from me, I am unprofitable to God. So we should know what we are up and against. Eh? This guy don't like us. Oh. It's not about the money. Mm-mm. It's not about the car. Before I ever would drive car in my life, in my mind, I resigned that I am not part of who that will own car on earth. Because I look at what was around me. I can't keep myself now. I'm not following God. No car they come. I go there. I don't go there. I was just busy following God. I looked at it. I said, how much is that car? 1 million. Hey, 1 million. I never even see 1 million for my life. So how would I? How? What? When is time, the Lord will bring it. Praise the Lord. But you see, Satan wants a man to pattern his thoughts. How can I wake up in the morning and what I'm thinking of is my car? I would never grow.
Never. So you see, these spirits of this world, they are not innocent. They want to make a man worldly. They want to make sure that inside of you, the constitution that is running your being, every fiber of your being is worldly. You wake up, worldly thoughts. You walk on the street, worldly thoughts. You want to sleep, worldly thoughts. So that you will be held spellbound. Now, the danger, I'm still repeating again, the danger of it is this. If you take the purple and you begin to touch the scarlet, you won't resist the beast. So what God wants to do, is also bring his own thought pattern. You know, in Isaiah, I said, come, let's reason together. I don't care how much the purple that you have interacted with, say you have not touched the scarlet, you are still purple, don't worry, come. I can reason you out of purple. I can make you white. His thoughts. So when word is coming, when God's servant, daddy, pastor, all of our pastors are teaching, what they are throwing at us is thoughts pattern that can make a man godly. Satan throw thoughts that will make us worldly. God will bring thoughts that will make us godly. Praise the Lord. So a man can overcome the world when he overcomes the darkness of this world. It will take the doctrine of faith to charity, which is Christ, to overcome the darkness of this world. Read it from Emmanuel. Darkness is lower than spiritual wickedness in high places. The latter being the initiators with Satan. Spiritual wickedness in high places are able to do things that Satan does. All these fallen angels from principality to the highest point were made with inheritance in the realm called the beginning. They all respond to epistles, revelation, knowledge, and materials. Now, spiritual wickedness, they are able to do what Satan does. You know, it's only Satan they call who? Who do they call him? The wicked one. So those spiritual wickedness, Satan, it's as if Satan came and said, guys, come, let me impart you guys. He taught them how to be wicked. And those are the rank and file that every believer needs to break through as you grow. As I am growing, I will break through principalities. As I am growing, I will break through powers. As I am growing, I will break through rulers of the darkness of this world. And as I escape this world, escaping the loss that is in this world, escaping the corruption that is in this world, through loss, when I break free, I'm also going to grow up, come into an everlasting realm of God, and break through the realm of spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, these things are realities. They are not just cunningly devised fables. It's okay, let's look at what, Pastor Demi, let's look at what we used to be holding our people down in church so that they won't go to another church. No, we are not holding you not to go to another church. We are just telling you matters of life and matters concerning death. This one, this is life. This is death. See how you can live. See how not to die. Praise the Lord. Understand the spiritual warfare. Every spirit, reading from Emmanuel, every spirit has been mandated by Satan to do what? To do what? To keep men worldly. Keep them bound to the earth. Make sure that their thinking pattern never, never breaks through from the earth. That when they wake up, the only thing they are thinking is this world. Even when they come to church, allow them to come to church. It's not a problem to me. They say they want to come to church. Enter the church with them. Poo-poo on their pastor. Tell their pastor to tell them, you will make it in the name of Jesus. Is it that because you think God is afraid that you'll be poor? God is not afraid of poverty. If Jesus came to the earth, was Jesus poor when he was upon the face of the earth? No. But was he driving people up and down? No. You tell you that they are not interested in all those things. Matter life, one leg. You are talking of a limousine. For what? I drive the limo and I'm dying. Who I help? So they are more interested in matters around life. So what these spirits, they are designed to make sure that man will remain worldly. What is worldliness? Simply put, full-blown carnality. All you think of is just carnality. All your thought pattern is carnality. Nothing spiritual. Nothing. Zero spirituality. So evil spirits are mandated by Satan to keep men worldly. They don't want men to rise in warfare with them in their high places. So they also now, I'm sure they were the one that carved out. So that means we will know from scripture that this issue of fighting flesh and blood, it don't take. Eh? My uncle in the village, he don't take. As you see me so, you think that one man where the village they do me. He don't get the power. Honestly, it's not pride. He don't get the power. So that guy has sworn that. I remember when we were burying my late father, some people came and said, that all of us should stand by the graveyard. Oh, stand by the graveyard. I was wondering, what? It's normal for us to stand by the graveyard and let them drop him. When they drop him, all of us, you know, that when they drop him, you must stay there. You must not go. I said, why? It was later they were telling me. I just stood. I saw my brother standing. I said, okay, let me just wait so that it won't look like as if Achebe is my late father. Let them. He said, we should wait. So it was later I was telling me that. I said, so that was why you were waiting? Do you know the reason why he was waiting? They said they are afraid that some people will put corn into the whatever. And when they bury it, immediately that is done. All of you will be poor. I say, if not that one, you don't understand. You for don't tell me, I for don't work out since. Because of corn, I'll be poor. Oh my show. Now, is this spirit? You know, the thing doesn't look, it look like a. Is this spirit? They have taught us to war against flesh and blood. So if peradventure, maybe mistakenly, somebody is there that day, maybe he's not eating corn. Innocent corn eater. A hate program has begun against that family. From another family. So you now see generational war. Warring against. And in peradventure, because they were all foolish children also. Not following after God. And they are also pursuing vanity. And Satan will not make sure. Because he's the one that orchestrated everything. He will not make sure that you will be poor. And now you will not be telling your children, you see that family? Now then do us. If you see their children run, in fact, anything, fight them. So you see a generation, two families, they can fight for the next 40 years, 50 years. Over an innocent corn eater. Spirits. So don't think we are warring against. Daddy would always say this. You see where we are gathered now? There is the realm of the spirit. You know, all of us are here in Vox, just seated down. In normal classroom, yellow color, is it yellow and black? And you are seeing yourself physically. But there's the realm of the spirit. And things are going on. And somewhere, your spirit is aware. But Satan has so much bombarded our soul with thoughts that we can't even pick what our spirit is picking. And what does that thought make us do? It just makes us flesh. Heads bound. So we can't go up. We can't take spiritual things. So the next thing we can do is face flesh and blood. If not for that guy, by now, I could only drive two cars. Eh? And he will keep you there. You will keep hating the guy. He said, forgive the guy. Remember, was it mommy that was telling a story about a particular woman that he said, they snatch her husband. Now, is it right to snatch another man's husband? No. But they snatch her husband. And after they collected her husband, herself and her children, they went into real suffering. Real suffering. And this woman now had cancer. Even at the point of death, they said, forgive this woman. I said, forgive what? Forgive who? Do you know what she did? I will not forgive her. Spirits. And I no joke with them. They no like us. Luke chapter 1. He said that they may deliver us from the hands of our enemy and them. It's not one, they are them. They are many that hate us. But glory be to God. Because as they are them, there is one that is called God. He said, if God be for us,
If God be for us, who can be against us?
And that's why God is saying that the way I will be for you is that I will give you my things.
If you hold my things, I will be for you. Because why? I go to where my things are kept.
And now he brings his things. He brings them by revelation.
Praise the Lord. So these are the things, or the real art of warring in the spirit, the real right posture, you know, of a believer is in the spirit. Now, these are the things obedience a believer does against darkness. It is a posture that a believer takes in order to refuse darkness as life. When you obey, when you disobey Satan, you are taking a posture that is causing you to profit in life and become unprofitable in darkness. Each time we obey darkness, what we do is this. We become profitable in darkness and we are unprofitable in life. You know, in the Old Testament, there are some things that you do. They will say, stone the person to death. Their own judgment is very quick. But now, in the New Testament, or in the Testament, or after Christ came, because I don't even know which Testament again, that just scattered all our theology. After Christ came, the order is that you obey or you disobey. But the death is not an obvious death. Nobody is stoning you to death, but in the spirit, you've just lost life. And the way the picture was painted to me that made me more afraid is that you would, to gather life, I may be here for the next maybe 5 years and I've done like this. To gather life. To lose life, 10 minutes. I've lost it. Very fast. Very fast. So it's a war. You see why Jesus never lost. He was so precise. He had no time for anything. First, life. He was just gathering. When Satan wanted to, you know, it was Satan that play. Jesus at 12. It was Satan. Don't go and just stay here. Tell them, my father's business. You don't know spirit. Jesus said, okay, now you want to church too. He went back and became subject to his parents. And he went quiet. And nobody heard anything again. And he was there till he was 30. So we need to be wise in the acquisition of life. Pastor Ken was preaching one of the revelations a very long time ago. He said we should not be broken systems. That men that quickly, we are leaking life. We need to seal up our leakages. Because who make us leak are these spirits. Evil spirits don't want man to overcome darkness. Not to talk of wickedness. Rulers of the darkness of this world are spirits against a believer who is obeying the law of charity. They don't want us to obey. However, warfare with spiritual wickedness in high places is different and higher. It will take a man that is kitted with the whole armor of God, which is more than the armor of Christ, to overcome spiritual wickedness in high places. A man that is kitted with Christ's armor, or the armor of light, would dissolve rulers of the darkness of this world. Is the armor of Christ, is the armor of light. When you are kitted with it, you are able to dissolve darkness and even its rulers. But you see, spiritual wickedness, you need a armor higher than Christ, which is called the whole. Paul put it very clearly in Ephesians. He said, put on. Is that all armor of God that can dissolve the arrangement of those spiritual wickedness in high places? Carnal warfare. Engaging in warfare with physical enemy of flesh and blood will do what? Will dull our mind. Say, will dull our mind. He said, will dull our mind. You know, one of the places that when you go to the midst of believers, I'm praying that the Lord will help saints to grow quickly. When all I'm thinking about, Pastor, is witches, wizard. Those things dull your mind. You can't process revelation.
You can't break free from this world. And it's a deliberate, calculated plot of Satan to make sure that you are dull when you engage in carnal warfare. Pastor Tosin was saying during convention, he said you will see a professor. The guy and a professor. But with all his professorial glory, he's listening to one guy that tell him, don't wear slippers at 12 o'clock on Tuesday. Eh? And you see prof wearing on barefoot. Ogunayeni. Olomaje come mummy. I'll be wondering, prof, what's the problem? Say, you don't understand. You can't understand. Now, with all his sense, he goes cool. Eh? One, Babalawo wake push shock all the high. We no hear English. Maybe when he got there, hello, can I speak with the... That's meaning that the troubles of your life, they don't understand your English. Better speak Yoruba, let us hear. So, okay, Baba Emma Binusa, just saw your sorogidi. The man will behave himself. And they'll tell him that your problem, the person doing you, works by 12 in the afternoon every Tuesday. Professor, every Tuesday by 12. So the only thing you will do now is on that Tuesday by 12, remove your shoe, don't even wear socks, be walking barefooted. So you get to his office, you will think that professor is just walking barefooted, but they obey something. Carnal warfare. So you wonder that, prof, what's the problem? He might even wear the barefoot. They might tell him that to break free from this thing, you have a class every Tuesday by 12. Don't wear shoe to the class. So you see, I'm a professor. The mind is dull. Carnal warfare will make a man's mind dull. He says the true agenda of evil spirit, when they camouflage behind men, is to make us drop our weapons in the spirit. Eh? It's like saying a man that in his armory, eh, where he keeps his arms, he has missiles, he has grenades, he has guns higher than AK-47. I don't know the name of guns too much. Higher than AK-47. And they now tell him that you are going for a warfare. Just go with Cain. Eh? And he's going to fight against people that are coming with such weapons. What has he going to do already? He set out to do what? To lose and to die. So Satan doesn't want anybody to fight a spiritual warfare. Pastor, disobeying, being envious of you is a spiritual warfare. Make knowing, agreeing, not just saying it. I can start from saying it, but agreeing within myself that you are better, you are higher, you are more anointed than me is disobeying something in the spirit. Eh? You've just given maybe one principality or one ruler. You've just given him one terrible Anthony Joshua uppercut. Why would he take this thought now? Which church is he going to? Make sure he doesn't stream meeting again. That time when meeting is starting, go around him. Send an alert to his phone. Let him see the alert. After the alert, make sure the person call him back and ask whether he has seen the alert. Open a conversation. You think those things are not true? They know what they are doing. They will put things around you, distract you. Why? Because they just say, why will you take this thought? You want to start fighting spiritual warfare? No, come down to the flesh. If you come up, we can't win you. You stand a better advantage more than us. Praise the Lord. So all our weapons are supposed to make us appreciate in the spirit. If we know how to use them. Weapons of our warfare are for spiritual men. A carnal man cannot get or take the armor of God. It is one old armor. A believer who has not been used, who has not been made strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, will not find this armor. Understanding our enemy and strategic warfare. Wow. Evil spirit mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 are the real enemies who send lower demons to influence our so-called physical enemies, which are flesh and blood. The reason Jesus would ask us to quickly forgive men,
which are flesh and blood, is so that we will not drop in our true spiritual warfare. Evil spirits are trying to prove to God that we cannot war in the spirits. And God wants to boast about us concerning spiritual warfare. To forgive men their trespasses is much more profitable to us. Satan hides behind men who are sin, which are flesh and blood, so we should not forgive. This is because the warfare that evil spirits are waging against men is intentional and is to make men what? Carnal. We should be wise to unmask Satan behind any issue we are facing with him. E.g., Satan behind the scene when Peter was rebuking the Lord Jesus. Now, you know, it doesn't look like it was Satan. Few minutes ago, this same man prophesied. Under heavy anointing. Thus saith the Lord. What? Thou art. And he prophesied. Very powerful prophecy. Thou art the Christ. Christ, I am my spirit. Christ. Even the other disciples will be saying, wow, Peter's in law. Wow. And Jesus came to now affirm it. Kai, Peter, my boy. Flesh and blood, no reveal this one to you. Oh boy, I talk and truly. Not be flesh and blood, do this one. Now my Baba with the heaven. Kai, Peteru. You know such a man. His next prophecy, will you doubt it? This one is not that he just prophesied. Jesus affirmed the prophecy and put a stamp on it. That this one is not flesh and blood, though. He's my father. This one is direct, meaning the throne opened and gave you this rev. Suddenly the same man said, die again. How? You can't die, oh. God forbid. I'll be far from you. Don't talk. Abba, don't talk this, you know. Die. How? Don't try it. But Jesus, a man of the spirit, instantly switched into the spirit and know that this is not Peter, it's Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan. Praise the Lord. So, what does Satan want Jesus to do? He wants to drag Jesus to the flesh. Begin to fight Satan. Begin to fight Peter. You know, Jesus never mentioned Peter's name. In the first prophecy, did he mention Peter's name? He did. He said, you are Simon. Because of this prophecy, you are no longer Simon. You are now Peter. You are now Rock. You've just changed states. Because you just heard this prophecy. He said, but this other prophecy, I must not mention your name. Because I know you are not the one involved. You know, it's the same thing. At times when you think it's your brother that is fighting you, not be your brother. Oh. Not be your sister. Oh. Now who? But you know, it's still difficult for us to agree. He knows what he's doing, Pastor. 3 months ago, was exactly the same thing. In fact, the exact same word he said. He didn't change his word. It was the exact word. Am I the only one that has problem? Why will he be talking to me like that? Pastor, she cannot change. Jesus did not mention Peter. He just said what? Get thee behind me, Satan. Did he say get thee behind me, Peter? Let's see it again. And he said unto Peter. He's unto Peter. Get thee behind me, Satan. Did he say, get thee behind me, Peter? I'm rebuking Satan in my brother. Because why? Love has to cover multitude of sin. I need to be able to give life to my brother and give life to my sister. The fact that he's behaving like this, not be him. Oh. Now Satan won't bring you and harm to flesh. He don't succeed over one already. The guy is already in the flesh. He's already misbehaving. Now he wants to succeed over you too. But you see, if you are wise, you can push Satan away and bring your brother back into the spirit. So you see, heaven will now gain two instead of one. Before it was just your brother that was in the flesh. Satan throws something at you, you to come to the flesh. He said, no, I won't come to the flesh. I know it's not my brother. It's not him. No. I know. Brother Demilade cannot talk like this. Something must have moved him. No. I believe the best of my brother. He will never have spoken to me like this. He will never. Satan, I rebuke you. It is not him, it is you. I love my brother.
But what he's doing is hurting me. No, I love him. I am going against the tide of Satan to break through even to his heart, to make sure that I win my brother back. He's already in a place that he needs to be won back. So you see why we need to know that we are fighting a spiritual, say to your neighbor, spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare. It is not carnal. It is when it becomes carnal when I begin to banter word with you. How will you talk to me like that? Do you know who I am? Who are you? You are a spiritual man. Spiritual man will not come there. Rise up in the spirit and war in the spirit. Huh? You know, Jesus was so much spiritual. He said to Peter, get it behind me, Satan. Satan. You know what mommy was saying one of the days? Was doing writing the vision. He says, daddy just looked at her. Eshu! Fia wo mi sile. Satan! Leave my wife alone. We are getting skill in the spirit. I will look at my brother, Satan, leave my brother alone. My brother no hate me. Now Satan hate every one of us. Satan, leave my sister alone. We are going to God. We will stay in this plane. You want us to become carnal? You want us to become flesh? No! Leave us alone! We are moving into the realm of the spirit. So we need to begin to know that our warfare is spiritual. Our warfare are not carnal. He said he called it the weapons of our warfare. They are not carnal. They are mighty through God. God does spiritual things. He's a spirit. Praise the Lord. I'm feeling so blessed this morning. Wow. Satan, leave us alone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is because the warfare is against evil spirits. And we'll win our warfare. Building the spiritual princes. Let's just run through that. The ingredient for building beings are purely materials of what? Revelation or understanding. Spirit, both good and evil, are sensitive to understanding. You know, in the days of Daniel, immediately understanding began to come. Who gathered? Almost all the spirits. Prince of Persia, everybody, hey, understanding is coming, no? I'm sure a lot of other things are coming. That angel that comes to bat at the pool of Bethesda, does anybody stop him? Eh? Nobody. So I saw a threat. Let their faith even be that thing. So I tried to run. Understanding! We heard. One guy is coming with understanding. Fight! Block his way. 21 days. They block the guy. So tell you how important understanding is. Angels understand the importance of enlightenment of eyes, of understanding. Evil spirits usually go ahead of men to ensure that we do not respond to understanding that God grants. They are working to ensure that their captives do not assess understanding. Revelation are materials for making a prince in the spirit to really build up a man. Or to build a man up to a prince in the realm of the spirit, one must have spiritual understanding. It is kingly for a man to get understanding. Spiritual sight or understanding belongs to kings and what? And princes. Jesus came to offer dominion to men that will set them free from bondage. A man cannot engage in warfare with principalities or powers when he is not a prince on the inside. It will take a properly enlightened fellow to be called a prince in the realm of the spirit. The more enlightened our eye, the more the dominion we can handle. Now, this is why Christ is first to us. First, the first thing that Christ has to be to us is wisdom. Then righteousness, then sanctification, and then redemption. Now, a man cannot in any way attain unto redemption mechanically, hustling for it. Redemption is assessed through the route of understanding.
The things of Christ are kept in an arena of wisdom and what? Understanding. Entrance into Christ is true wisdom and understanding. Paul, praying for the church in Ephesus. It's amazing. This church has been around for a while. But Paul now said, when I heard of your faith and your love, I began to pray that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Meaning, before then, their eyes was not enlightened. Meaning, before then, they couldn't have access to spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So there were some things they were cut off from. They were even cut off from the hope of the gospel. Imagine a man going to church every day, every day, every day, having faith, having love, and he's cut off from the hope of the gospel. Because it's not until then, he now said, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. So prior to them, meaning they were not fully enlightened about the hope of his calling. Let's take the last part. Deliverance from the lie called vanity. We've talked about it, so we'll just retreat. A believer will not stop being a Gentile until his what? Darkened understanding is what? Enlightened. Ephesians chapter 4. Just give me that place. Let's just read it. Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 17. Okay. So this I say, therefore, and this my testimony is in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. In what? In what? So what characterizes the walk of a Gentile? Vain mind. Vain mind. Vain mind. Vain mind. And that's why I'm praying. I just had a flash in my spirit. I'm praying that the Lord will visit the East. You know, there's so much vanity in the East. Eh? It's all over. But you see, that crave to be Odogu. Odogu. Eh? That thing, the Lord will break through it. The Lord will crack down every iota of vanity. Gospel will have an inroad into that place. So he said, what characterizes a Gentile? When you say a man is a Gentile, is because of what he does in his mind. His mind is vain. And by the reason of his vain mind, he walks. So when he's going to walk, he walks in vanity. So scriptures makes us understand that vanity is trivial and is weightless. However, to a Gentile soul, vanity is a glory. It's a weight.
Telia pata makili akli tapata bakinia tapata meklisi sigania tesi si la bania la bo shashashasha. See the spirit of God, for yea, the arena is set. Yea, the battlefield is prepared. Even the arena is prepared. The battlefield is prepared. Yea, even the season of the war is at hand. Even the trumpet of the battle is blowing. It's blowing. It's blowing. It's blowing. It's blowing. It's blowing. It's sounding. It's sounding. It's sounding. It's sounding. It's sounding. For yea, even for many years, many, many, many years, even time passed, even that battlefield has ceased to find men who will come to it, even to contend and to war, even again. Even against that wicked one, even against that which he has exalted, even vanity, even vanity, even vanity. For many has come, many has approached, many has tried looking, peeping, and they have turned back, saying we want to hold on to vanity, saying we would rather keep our vanity, saying we would rather live with vanity, saying we will choose vanity. But yeah, even the battle against vanity is now. Share the spirit, for you see, the battlefield is prepared.
prepared. He's prepared. He's prepared. For you see, yeah, it is from that thought. It is from that thought to that thought. It is from that thought to that thought. It is from that thought to another thought. It is from that thought, mounting from thought to thought, to thought to thought, to thought to thought, to thought, till you see victory. Till you see victory. See how the spirit, for you see, yeah, even vanity begins as a thought. Even vanity emerges as a thought. Even vanity is just a thought away from many hearts. Even from many hearts, it's just a thought away. For when many think, they stray into vanity. For many people's confidence is in vanity. For many people's comfortable zone is vanity. It's vanity, for vanity has become a cloud, has become an atmosphere that many live and they find solace in, has become the backbone of many. For many think that that is their confidence, but it is just a mist. It is just a mist. They think they are standing, but yet they are falling. They think they are rising, but yet they are crumbling. Share the spirit, for many will arise again. Many will arise again. And you are the accompanying. I am teaching the wisdom of deliverance from vanity. I am teaching the wisdom of deliverance from vanity. For it is from thought to thought. Even here, understanding to understanding. Here, revelation to revelation. Even revelation of Christ. Even from faith to hope. Even hope to charity. And then you come even to that everlasting life. Share the spirit. And you will war against that vain thing that is in the air. That is in the air. Until hope comes out anew. Until hope comes out anew. The hope of the true life that there is now is, and that which is to come. Share the spirit until many will look to the cloud and they will cut out. They will cut out life. For it will be an expression indeed. For because many went to that battle, many went to the arena and they stood their ground, fighting against vanity, taking a stand against vanity, contending against vanity in wisdom and revelation. Share the spirit. Mount up the mountain. Mount up the mountain. Do not stay in that vanity, in that valley of vanity. Do not stay in that vanity. Arise up, raise up, raise out. Sorry, 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 sorry. Run, run. It's the cry of the trumpet. Run, for you see the battle is prepared, and you should win. You would win because many, oh, they are murder with you. Oh, they are murder with you. For yeah. He was said to that servant, see, for those that are with us, and more than those that are against us, and more than those that are against us. But look around, look around, look around. I surrounded you with help. See the spirit.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for surrounding us with help. We'll respond to help in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Let me just run through this quickly because of our time. Scripture makes us to know that vanity is trivial. I've read that. It said, but it remains weighty to a Gentile soul. It is vanity for a man to have an ambition to relocate to Mars or wanting to become a superpower amongst other nations. These are all vanity chase. These are the vanity of nations, ignorantly called the pride of nations. At times, Christians think that they have overcome the world, even though they are yet to perfect their walk in Christ or in charity, which is the fullness of Christ. A believer must be perfected in the law of charity to truly overcome this world. It will tell us how, you know, I will forever be grateful to Christ. Because remove Christ from the scene. Forget it, though. This world, we can't. We stand no chance. Not in any way. It will beat man over and over and over and over again. Eh? Count generations back. You know, maybe we are not children of history generally. Just read about church history. You wonder how vanity has been a problem. You see all these people migrating, want to take over this place, take over that place. Who is pushing them? It's vanity. Satan, go there, kill all of them, take over their property. Yeah, you've colonized them. All this that's why at times when you are angry with the whites. Be angry with Satan. Eh? Light of scripture will just help you free yourself. You know, at times some of them, those whites, they dealt with us. Leave them alone. Now, Satan. Is it that Satan that is making you think that they dealt with us? Is that Satan that is making you think that thing? So that you'll be angry with them. So peradventure, they now send you to go and minister to the whites. You won't want to minister. You'll be like Jonah. Say, I'm not going. And your heart will be bitter. Pain. Praise the Lord. So vanity is what is making nations think that they are superpowers. A believer must be perfected in the law of charity to overcome this world truly. Vanity is corruption. It is the training of the mind to do what? To race unto the corruptible. Yeah? Vanity trains men in to go into decay. I love the word Pastor Ayo used yesterday. Yeah? He said, everybody generally on our own, nobody knew that taking thought was a problem. Abi, when Adam was created, was Adam taking any thought? Even that he needed to marry, he didn't know. God had to come and tell him, oh boy, you are alone. He didn't even know he was alone. So he was, the guy was, permit me to use the word, not in a negative sense, he was carefree. Eh? Not in a negative sense, he was carefree. He had no cares. He had to take God to tell him, oh boy, you are alone. I will give you somebody. He wasn't thinking of anything. But vanity will tell you that, oh boy, Pastor Jude, don't buy a car. You see the year. You see the year. I tell you, this is where you'll be forever. Remember Lekki Soul Center, when daddy was teaching? He said one of the trouble is that Satan will tell you, this is how you remain forever. Resurrection, God no go come. Now here you go die. You dey wait for God, he no go show. Eh? How old are you now? How old are you now? When you celebrated 40, you know you're saying that things will change. Oh boy, how old are you? You know they enter 45. Very soon you go 50. Honestly, not like this is a good day. What is telling you that is just vanity. Why? He wants to put roller skate on your leg so you will run into decay. So it installs a program in men on how to keep taking thoughts around the decaying present or the decaying carnal life. He knows this present is going, but he needs us to keep it. So he will bombard our mind with thoughts. Just keep taking carnal thoughts, carnal thoughts, carnal thoughts. Don't grow, carnal thoughts. Don't grow, carnal thoughts. Just remember this. He is profiting. I am unprofitable. Once I begin to profit, he is unprofitable. So really, nobody goes into business without mind of profit. So Satan investing in carnal life, he didn't invest in it because he doesn't want to profit. He invested in carnality, vanity, because of what? Profit. So the day you cease to give him profit, he will go against you. He will go after you. Why would you stop giving me profit? So I should be ready to give who profit? Who should I give profit? Who should I give profit? Who should I give profit? Lastly, to disintegrate a man completely, what do you do into the man? Put vain thoughts into him. Immediately you put vain thoughts into him, the machine called man begins his work. But thanks be to God. Because God also is not a God without thoughts. My Baba get thoughts. And those thoughts, they are living thoughts. Ha! Those thoughts are alive. And when God fired those thoughts molecule into a man, you just see Christ emerge. He fires thought again, everlasting man emerge. He fires thought again, eternal man emerge. Would emerge in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's say thank you to Pastor. Pastor, we are grateful. Thank you so much for yielding to the Lord and allowing the Lord to find expression in words and in spirit to minister this grace to us who has heard God's words through your mouth this morning. We are saying thank you so much and we are grateful. Our prayer is that God will keep strengthening you. God will empower you the more. God will keep refining you until you come to that beauty that the Father will be well pleased. To the glory of God the Father, in Jesus' name. Actually, it's just a fearful thing to summarize this lesson. I'm almost vibrating here, but I want to advise us, one of the ways that I believe this thing will be well rebutted in us, because I believe the deliverance that we are looking for is what we are receiving. You know, those days they will say, fast for so days, do all kind of whatever in order to be delivered from spirits. And after that, they will book another one and keep booking and keep booking and keep booking. And you come to a point, you now become a customer. You understand? Yet, the problem persists. But this is a deliverance. Hallelujah. I want to advise, because I also believe that after today, another teachings will also begin, maybe on Tuesday, maybe an Epistle Life prayer meeting and other teachings. And I also know by God's grace, on Monday or so, they will send these messages to our WhatsApp, in our Sunday school WhatsApp. How many of us are in church Sunday school WhatsApp? Please, if you are not there, kindly meet any of us here who trust God to add you there. Because if you miss this thing, I tell you, I don't know when God's mercy will roll back this lesson to us again. So our advice that even tonight, if you leave here, just go back. Pastor, honestly, I won't tell you I hear everything that you say. Because one thought of the teaching take me to so many, you know. So I still know that I still need to go back and read this thing. Then on Monday, I still need to download, Monday or Tuesday when they will send this thing, I still need to download this message and listen to this message and listen to this message before other messages will come, so that it won't be a pile up and you say, this one is gone. Praise God. Please, let's endeavor. If you are not in church WhatsApp, please meet any one of us and give your number or to the ushers, and you will be included, and God will richly bless in Jesus' name. How many of us believe that this is a deliverance? Oh, glory to God. Now, in my thoughts, while teachings was going on, in my mind, I keep imagining, how was God able to frame our pastor? Sorry, sometimes when I say, people say you just keep talking your past, you know, to have come to these thoughts of Sunday school. You know, see, the dealings of God is what begs these thoughts. To have put these writings together and also engrace even our pastor and our pastors in other places of our meetings that are teaching this lesson. If you also hear from other side, you will discover that the same spirit that you find here that is also available. Why? It is flowing from one source. So for pastor, by the grace of God, to have yielded himself to God, to have brought out this material, it give us reasons why we shouldn't relent in our prayers to our pastors. Because there lies our salvation. This is where lies our deliverance. If there is anything called blessing that we are yet to come into understanding beyond promotion in offices, which is good, business booming, which is good, getting married, which is good, giving birth to children, which is good, you know, building houses, buying cars, and other things that we naturally would have God to do for us, which is good. But I am just trusting God that I'll be able to place this kind of word much more value than those things that I just mentioned. But you know, presently it's not real as the way it ought to be to me. To have taken this thought of God as this is my life. Can we trust God to give ourselves by his help to these teachings, then when we do, Satan will lose grip over us. Evil spirits that are hitherto that have been tormenting us will lose their grip over us. If there's anything called destiny, this is the journey to destiny. And the destiny is who? God. So without these teachings, it is impossible to lay hold on God. Now, what that means, I will still say, keep saying it. I would have been in somewhere else. What if I'm not here? What if I'm not in this assembly? What would I be hearing even today, Sunday? It's possible I will hear something not knowing that these things exist. And I will go home thinking that I am blessed the way I ought to, not knowing that something that is meant for my salvation, something that's meant for my, you know, eternity in God, has been missed out of the script of my life. So I just wanted to see this atmosphere. Let's take it home. How? Let's take these teachings. Not only reading it here alone, go back to your manual. It is rich. Download the message when it's been sent out on Monday or Tuesday. Listen again and listen again and listen again. I tell you by the grace of God that sometimes when you will look back, you will ask yourself, is it the same Jude of yesterday as a result of giving heed to the word? I've been so blessed, Pastor. In fact, I am vibrating here because to gather myself together and just trust God. Thank you so much. And we are grateful to our daddy to have put this thought together. And we give thanks to our Lord Jesus who brought this thought to our daddy and also gave him a room to receive this thought so that you and I can be blessed of God. Can we lift our hands and say, Father, we thank you. Jesus, we give praise to you. We give honor to you, our Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your servant, our pastor, our daddy, Pastor Emeke Guchuku. Thank you for our mommy. Thank you for where you have found us. And thank you for where this baptism or where this thought, this light is flowing through the vessel, even our daddy, Reverend Kayode Oyegoke, and our mommy Helen Oyegoke. We are saying thank you, our Father. We give praise to you in the name of Jesus. You know, it's also, I'm saying this because I'm also fighting a warfare. You know what Satan keep telling me even as I'm talking? He said, you keep mentioning this and this. Some people have said this and they have left. How are you sure that you will not leave? Because he wouldn't want me to say it so that we'll remain. For you to know that the teaching is actually puncturing him. Men have been loose from his grip. You know, that it, one teaching, one of the, I think was it, in the last Sunday or so, where he says, Satan, you know, clothed man with grave clothes. Death. Wow. We give thanks to God. We appreciate God. And we say to God alone be glorified in Jesus' name. We are still in the building, the house of God. We are looking at spiritual warfare against foundation of stone. Now, you know, all the past teaching, we'll be talking about stone. Stone. Now, we've been, after teaching, hearing stone, a try stone, precious stone, sure foundation. They are telling us now that all these stones put together is called who? Christ. It's Christ. Our pastor started asking all, according to the manual, what is Christ?
Now, one of the ways to fight this warfare, permit me to also use this. Let me start from the last statement he made before he handed over, or the last paragraph where he read before I came up to summarize. Now, we are from different, Nigeria as a nation, every one of us is from different tribe, quote unquote, right? Region and others. Now, in the wisdom of Satan, he cultured us based on our tribes. And our tribes now become a stronghold of we laying hold of God. Amen. Now, one good thing for us is to identify the place where Satan is taking advantage of us and trust God by his word to also give ourselves to be delivered from such stronghold. Now, why Pastor Sir, while you were teaching, I just remember one of my younger brother who died early this year, the same father. But Richard knows him and wife, they know him, they've seen him before, rather. He said, I didn't know, it was later after he died, my wife reminded me, brought the word to my mind. He said, what is it for him to live up to, is it 40 years or so, without becoming, what is it called? Being multi-rich, I don't know whether a million or billion, because now even millions, almost like thousands now. Praise God. Amen. Now, I might not really remember actually when he started that, but I can remember when he finishes his secondary school. Others were trying to find a way of going to university and all that. Other sibling among his set in the family. And he vowed to himself that he will make money. He actually went after that. And he made money to an extent in his stage. He died before 30 years. Yeah. This year was supposed to be 30 years. I guess before he died. He died this year. Now, sorry, sir, his teachings that brought these things to him. He said something. He will be reached. And he went into it, into what we call Yahoo and all that. He was actually making a big money. Money's in millions. I remember when I gave birth to my first child, my daughter Justify, he came to our house, I wasn't around, and because of heat, no light, we don't have generator. Look at what can I say? God, even to buy a generator. He didn't tell me, but I guess it was his thought. Say, look at this child. Why can't we reheat just all over this child? He didn't tell me. It was later when he bought the generator, and I began to reason the thought. One day I came back, I saw a big generator in my house. He dumped the generator. He sent someone to buy a new brand generator and dump it and left. He said, I should use it and power it. Let this child be staying on that farm. Why would you be poor, you know? You know, knowing his person, I hint to a degree knowing my standard level. Because what I'm saying is, he made millions. He gets some people because he was a boy. I think he maybe started in 19 years or so, or 18, I guess, or thereabout. He makes his millions because he's still a child. He doesn't know how to manage the money. And of course, spirit money is spirit. So he gets some people millions. Sorry, I don't know how much. Monies. Those days, he doesn't like putting money in the bank. He rather withdraw it in bags. He will go to one of his elder, and that one is also my younger. That one is married, and put the money and tell the wife and they keep this money for me. And because the money comes anyhow, they will cut the money almost half. Because you just shout and he complain, you know. And he keep doing that. He got the point. He's not happy. They are just taking advantage of him because he's younger. They are eating his money. He gets some other person. That one I know about. I don't know how many million. And that one just couldn't give him account and all that. And I said to me, you know, you are a pastor. He trusts me. He said his friends are, you know, his age. I want to tell you his thoughts. As of his age, he's talking about buying trailers. Now, if you talk about buying car to use, to a level can reason with you. But when you begin at your age, begin to say, I want to buy trailers. You know the level the person has gone? So he said, he begged me, he keep begging me, please, let me be giving you, or let me be putting in your account, or let me be giving you, please help me hold it, you help me to manage this money. And you know, the way I rebuked, he couldn't come back to my house again. And that journey, but because of that, he knew, I couldn't use the gem for a very long time, my wife is here, because of his person. I was thinking to throw the gem, because I just wanted it to know that your lifestyle is against, so I couldn't for a very while. After I used God's permission, after a long time, before I started using the gem, I used the gem under conviction that God would have me use it. You know, don't ask me how, but just like that. But I'm speaking by God's grace. Amen. I want to process just what you say concerning when you find your location and your region. You know what culture your region has set enslave you, and trust God when you see materials, things that will pull you out there. Quickly trust God to give yourself to that so that you can be delivered, because that is the body of death. So after a while, and all that, there's a long story to it. You keep leaving, you leave Nigeria, you go to Ghana, you know, going all kind of thing. But the short and all that, you got the point. I did everything possible, even when he died. When my cry was, God, you know, I did everything possible. No kind of thing I didn't do. Books, buy, recommend books, and all that. But he eventually died this year, maybe about 30 or so. How did he die? He wanted to be rich. Am I saying it's wrong to be rich? How do you want to be rich? Why do you want to be rich? He was actually died at gunpoint. Not that he went to steal, but I don't know what he did. But actually, he traveled to my hometown to Were. You know, of late, you know, government gave army license to whatever. It was just a few months back. It's not too long ago. So he was in an Uber. He parked his car and where he's living. I don't even know how many he has. So he was in Uber. And you know, the same army people that he uses as a bodyguard, unknown to them that he was the person. So when they say, where are you guys going? But they say, stop. He was with the person who told her the story, because he died. The person who told her was another younger one of mine that was in the car with him. And they say, stop. He immediately stopped. And I don't know what happened anyway. He tried to run, not knowing the same his friends, army friend that, you know, some of these people, he said to them, they give you a lift. He wanted to, they release a bullet. And he struggled with that bullet. When they realized it's their guy, those army people, they quickly carried him to the hospital by themselves. The end of it is that he couldn't survive and he died. Now, he wanted to be rich. There's nothing wrong with being rich. You know, one of the things I start learning, and I try to culture my children, even though I've not perfected in it, I mirror out some tribe that their attitudes portray the gospel. I know it's not in my nature by my culture. But let me learn from this tribe that I could see their life in some extent that reflect the gospel and what I am hearing. Now, you see, sometimes I see you, sir, and Pastor T and some of my brothers, after meeting, they will go to Reverend and fall down. You know, as a person from the East, it's not natural to us. We believe, why will I fall down to you? It's a culture. It's not natural to us. But I say, I have to act contrary to my nature. And so when I said, when I started, it wasn't easy with me. But it's now become a norm to me. Praise God. Now, I was able to identify that it is a workings that was wrought in me based on region and tribe, which is the workings of Satan. And to be delivered, I was able to see in the scripture and see men who also follow suit. And for me to be delivered, I have to go against my nature to learn that. And from there, I've received deliverance from that angle. And there are so many. Praise God. Now, we can be delivered in so many areas. Only if you can be sincere to yourself and be able to take the fall in order for you to live the life of God. This is what Christ teaches. This is how to culture our nature after the order of the stone, which is Christ that we have learned from. We can be saved because materials and substances of God is being daily delivered to us. Then when we fail, what will be our story? What will cross over? Of course, like we have learned, we will make heaven, of course. But what will be our state? And that's why I say, sorry, there are so many things, but I just pick this thing so that we can be able to, this thing that is being taught is right there in our door. God said to Cain, he said, sin lieth at your door. His desire is to do what? That means that Cain knew God pointed those things. So the same God is pointing things in us through teachings by the doctrines of Christ. It is time for us to take the fall so that we can be able to rise. This anointed teaching and the grace in the house is able to deliver us to the uttermost. Only if we can submit. Trust God as teachings come, the Spirit will point to you. Please, it's not easy. But why it is not easy? Because there is an anti, like Pastor taught us, anti-Christ, which is anti-nature, that is not, that wouldn't want to submit to the substances of faith that has been ministered to us. But if we can be able to trust God and take those words and align ourselves to it, we will be conformed and be transformed and become the person of Christ that will please God. And also ultimately for our salvation. We have every reason because it's given to us to know. It has been given to us to know. Teachings come here and there. Before you throw this one away, because on Monday, Tuesday, teachings will come again. Say, forget about this Sunday own. Please go back to it today and download the message on Monday. Listen to it even while you go to work, businesses and all that. As you plug your earpiece in your, do that and listen to this message. I tell you, by the grace of God, we all smile even when we stand before God and say, God, we are grateful. Let's begin to appreciate God. Let's thank the Lord. Oh, Shebras Devanda, Haprosivina, Dastina, Kapostia, Jinda Apremina, Susia, Tambrostovi, Kamba Tasia, Ajumene, Kaprostivanda, Hastisia, Jinimando Kuprofesi, Prande Hastia. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are grateful, our Father. Glory to your name, our Father, in Jesus' name.
By the new and living way.
We trust you have been blessed by this message. For more inquiries, please visit www.nlwc.church or call 0909-054-2599. You can also contact us via WhatsApp on 0803-688-4759. God bless you.
Oh, by the new and living way, consecrated for